Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening in other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this Sabbath, October 2nd, 2021. I hope everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. Sabbath blessing, Brother Dick. This is our lesson 340, chapter 72, entitled, In Remembrance of Me. This is our part 2. Welcome to all of them that are just coming in. Our Tiny Talk song is entitled, More About Jesus, and is also found in number 38. And our dear brother Dick will be the one to share it.
More about Jesus I would know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More, more about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the little tiny ones among us, by the help of parents or elder sibling, would like to open this section with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones. You have to say it for them to hear it. Go ahead. Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Okay, go ahead and pray for the lesson. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For waking us up this morning.
Waking up this morning.
May you please be with us all today.
May you please be with us.
All today.
All today.
Bless this lesson.
Bless this lesson.
That we're about to learn.
That we're about to learn.
Keep us and guide us.
Keep us and guide us.
We love you, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Mommy.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, dear ones, we have a beautiful poem. It's entitled, Comet. So let's have a listening ears as your parents will read for you.
Young children, once to Jesus came, his blessing to entreat, and I may simply do the same before his mercy seat. For when their feeble hands were spread and bent each infant's knee, forbid them not, the Savior said, and so he says of me. Although he is not here below, but on his heavenly hill, to him may little children go and seek a blessing still. Well pleased that little flock to see the Savior kindly smile. Oh, then he will not frown on me because I am a child. For as so many years ago, for babes his pity drew, I'm sure he will not let me go without a blessing too. Then while his favor to implore, my little hands are spread. Do thou thy sacred blessing pour, Lord Jesus, on my head. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, dear ones, we are going to examine the information on what our children did on the nature walk from last Saturday. And our dear brother Josh will be the one to read a little monologue about the items that were seen and experienced. So, let's go fast. Wait, Joshua. No.
Sad blessings, everyone, and here's for today's monologues. Nature Communication, Part 1. Birds communicate with one another in many ways. Sound is the most important way. Notice in our Bible lesson how many times the sons of the prophets and Elisha communicated with one another. How thankful we can be for our voice and the ability to talk with one another. Most birds, like perching species, have a voice and use it to call or sing. A call is like a squawk, whistle, or peep. A song has several notes that have a pattern. Many birds use both calls and songs. Other birds, like water birds and birds of prey, call, but do not sing. A few birds make no vocal sounds, such as storks and pelicans. Just as birds have calls and songs, so people talk and sing. Birds' calls remind us of our Bible lesson when the young man called out, saying, "Alas, master, it was borrowed." Perhaps the person they borrowed it from had not kept the blade sharp, which could have caused it to come off. Elisha's servant warned him of his trouble, to ask for help. And just as we can speak with God through prayer, that's our call to him when we need help. Anyway, birds use their calls for signals. Baby birds call to let their parents know that they are hungry, hurt, or afraid. This can remind us of the text, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me," Psalm 50:15. Adult birds use certain calls to signal their mates. Thankfully, they have calls to signal a bird community, warning them of an approach to danger. Some birds, like canaries, nightingales, and bellbirds, have sweet songs. Other birds, like ravens and crows, repeat the same monotonous note over and over again. You might like to think of the different bird songs as the different musical instruments in an orchestra. While some birds can carry a melody and a musical score, others that repeat the same sound over and over could be like the cymbals. In some species of songbirds, only the male sings, especially during the mating season. He will sing from a series of perches that will outline his territory. His song attracts a mate and warns others, males, to stay away. The male bird singing to attract a mate can remind us of Christ wooing his church. The Song of Solomon is his love song for his purpose, the church. To our ears, the songs of all birds of a particular species may sound the same, but each bird's voice sounds different to the other members of the species. Even in a crowded colony, mother and father birds can detect the voice of their chick and recognize his dad as parent. Someone wanted to say something? Never mind. Studies have shown that when a male and female become mates, they sing back and forth to each other in such a special way that they can recognize each other by their songs. This reminds us how when we live together with someone in a family, we can understand what they are communicating, where they talk better than someone else who does not know them so well. We recognize the little variations in the tone of their voice that have a message all their own. We can be thankful that God put us in families so we can have the fulfilling experience of understanding others and being understood ourselves. Elisha recognized the need in the young man's cry. He quickly came to help. The young man was thankful. Some birds, such as starlings and mockingbirds, are mimics. They imitate calls. The calls and songs of other birds and the sounds in their environment, such as a dog barking, alarm clocks, and lawnmowers. And nature leaves. Chlorophyll makes the leaves green from a substance in the chloroplasts. Chlorophyll can remind us of faith, which captures light coming from the sun of righteousness and turns it into spiritual food. Most trees also have reds and yellows in their leaves, but the green conceals these colors. In the late summer and early autumn, which is right now, the chlorophyll in many broadleaf leaves breaks down, and the leaves stop making food. Then the leaves die. But before the leaves fall, they reveal their hidden reds and yellows. Carotene, which is present in carrots, corn, and daffodils, give the leaves a yellow color. After the chlorophyll breaks down, many leaves also develop scarlet and purple due to the presence of anthocyanin. There are many hidden blessings like colors and leaves in the Sabbath that we can enjoy, and that is why we do not sweep it away. It is thought that a change in the color of the sunlight in the fall is the trigger that causes chlorophyll to fade away. On the Sabbath, there is a change in the sunlight. The whole day is unusually bright with the special blessing of the sun of righteousness. There is no soil in which a tree can grow better than that which is formed by the decay of its own leaves. This can symbolize that there is nothing more helpful to the soul's growth and grace than meditations upon the shortness and uncertainty to human life. We all do fade as a leaf, Isaiah 64:6. Death comes in all seasons, and the young may fade in sickness as well as the old. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Psalm 90:12. Nature's fading leaves and fleeting glories are preaching eloquent sermons. The Sabbath is a good day to attend nature's service. And that's all for today. I'll turn back to Mom.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are just joining us. And remember, little ones, a little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. A little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. If you're naughty or unkind, praise the Lord, you'll always find. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, all right. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us. Sabbath blessing, Dad. Our opening song is a hymn entitled, Wonderful, Merciful Savior. If anyone of the dear family would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic to do so. Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the soul of man. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, hearts always hunger for.
Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost the way. Oh, we're hopelessly lost the way. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Our hearts always hunger for.
Amen. Almighty infinite Father, faithfully loving your own. Here in our weakness you find us, falling before your throne. Oh, we fall in before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace. Hearts always hungry for. Oh, hearts always hungry for. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the grace are always hungry. Oh, always hungry. Amen. Amen.
Blessed Sabbath, Danny.
Blessed Sabbath, dear Father. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For, thank you, God. And,
thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For this Sabbath day.
For the Sabbath day.
Please protect us.
And please protect us.
Please open up our eyes and our minds and our understanding.
Please open our eyes and our minds and our
understanding.
And our understanding.
That we may learn of you today.
We may learn of you today.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Mommy.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 13, verse 11, from the King James Version, and it reads, "For he knew who should betray him. Therefore say he, ye are not all clean." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests and those listening in other devices, we will continue with part two of our lesson entitled In Remembrance of Me in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Matthew 26 verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body.
Okay, thank you. Haley, come. Matthew.
Chapter 26.
Verse 27. Okay, go ahead. Take us down.
And he took.
Break it down.
Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Mm-hmm. Gave.
Thanks. And.
Gave. Mm-hmm.
It.
Mm-hmm.
To.
Mm-hmm.
The.
Them.
Them.
Mm-hmm. Saying.
Drink.
Ye.
All. For.
Of. IT.
It's.
Very good. Very good job. Talia, come. Good job, Haley. Come, Talia. Matthew.
Chapter 26.
Verse 28. Okay. Go ahead.
For this is my
blood
for
of
the new
Testament
which is
shed
for
many
for the
remission
of this
of sins. Good job, Talia. Come, Emma.
Mom, now can I go to the paper?
Go ahead. Okay, Emma. Matthew.
Chapter 26.
Verse 29. Nice and loud.
But.
I.
Say.
Unto you.
I will not.
Drink.
Henceforth.
Of this fruit. Of the vine.
Until.
That day.
When.
I.
Drink it new.
With you.
In my father's.
Kingdom.
Kingdom.
Amen. Good job. You're welcome. John chapter 13 verse 18. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me had lifted up his heel against me. And I'll bubble down to share with someone else. Amen.
John 13,
25.
He then laying on Jesus' breast said unto him, Lord, who is it?
Cookie.
John 13:26. Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. When he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. John 13:27. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 653 through 654. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. We are in the Desired Ages, page 653. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
This is Sabbath. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Desire of Ages, page 653, paragraph 3. Amen.
Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 653, paragraph 4. Judas the betrayer was present at the sacramental service. He received from Jesus the emblems of his broken body and his spilled blood. He heard the words, "This do in remembrance of me." And sitting there in the very presence of the Lamb of God, the betrayer brooded upon his own dark purposes and cherished his sullen, revengeful thoughts. Amen.
At the feet of the king, Christ had given convincing proof that he understood the character of Judas. "Ye are not all clean," John 13:11, he said. These words convinced the false disciple that Christ read his secret purpose. Now Christ spoke out more plainly. As they were seated at the table, he said, looking upon his disciples, "I speak not of you all, I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me." Desire of Ages,
page 653, paragraph 5. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Psalms, chapter 143, verses 9. Through 11 margin. This beautiful song has been taken from The Desire of All Nations and the Memory Verse section, volume 2. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in The Desire of Ages, page 654. Anyone would like to continue the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
The Desire of Ages, page 654. Even now, the disciples did not suspect Judas, but they saw that Christ appeared greatly troubled. A cloud settled over them all. A premonition of some dreadful calamity, the nature of which they did not understand. As they ate in silence, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." At these words, amazement and consternation seized them. Next slide, please. Continuing, they cannot comprehend how any of them could deal treacherously with their divine teacher. For what cause could they betray him? And to whom? Whose heart could give birth to such a design? Surely not one of the favorite 12, who had been privileged above all others to hear his teachings, who had shared his wonderful love, and for whom he had shown such great regard by bringing them into close communion with himself. Desire of Ages, page 654, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. But this one is taken from the book of James, chapter 4, verses 7 through 10, margin from the King James Version. Also taken from Scripture Song Singer, Memory CD, section, Character Building.
Thank you.
Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are still in the desired ages, page 654. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Continuing the reading, desired ages 654. As they realized the import of his words and remembered how true his sayings were, fear and self-distrust seized them. They began to search their own hearts to see if one thought against their master were harbored therefore. With the most painful emotion, one after another inquired, Lord, is it I? But Jesus sat silent. John, in deep distress, at last inquired, Lord, is it I? And continuing on the next slide, please. And Jesus answered, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. The disciples had searched one another's faces closely, as they asked, Lord, is it I? And continuing on the next slide. And I'll bubble down to share if someone else would like to read. Continuing. Go ahead, Joshi.
Desire pages, page 654, continuing. And now the silence of Judas drew all eyes to him. Amid the confusion of questions and expressions of astonishment, Judas had not heard the words of Jesus in answer to John's question. But now, to escape the scrutiny of the disciples, he asked as they had done, Master, is it I? Jesus solemnly replied, Thou hast said. Desire of Ages, page 654, paragraph 2.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture psalm together, dear ones. This one is also taken from the book of Psalm, but this is chapter 139, verses 23 to 24 from the King James Version. Also taken by the Scripture Singer Psalm Memory CD in the section Character Building.
Sir. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139, 23 and 24.
Amen. Welcome to all of the dear virgins that are coming in. We are in the Desire of Ages, still in page 654. If anyone would like to take the last paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
In surprise and confusion of the exposure of his purpose, Judas rose hastily to leave the room. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou doest, do it quickly. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Night it was to the traitor as he turned away. I'm sorry. From Christ into the outer darkness. Desire of Ages, page 654, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of our study. We will reserve the 6 questions that we have for our review. And if there's any question besides those that need to be able to do research, you could send it beforehand, dear ones. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will be reviewing our part 2 of our new chapter entitled In Remembrance of Me. If you have any questions, any comment, or anything that you would like to discuss for this particular study or any other study, you can be able to reserve it or send it beforehand for research. Thursday or Friday is the last day that we can be able to do so. If any one of the little one, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
If we could all bow our heads and our hearts and our knees, and if possible, and come humbly before our Godhead. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning, for bringing us safely through another week. Thank you for the lessons that has been thus far wrought, dear Father. May we continue to sit and sap with you and go and meditate upon the words that we learned today, truly requesting that you search us and help us to see if there is any way that is not of you, dear Father, that we may place it at your feet to be repentant of it, dear Father. Not trusting ourselves in any way, dear Father, but keep on looking up to you. Thank you for these words of admonition and reminder that we can grow higher each day according to your perfect will for our lives. Please be with the services that are coming after. Be with the speakers. Be with all those that are participating, dear Father. Be with all those that are listening. Please continue to heal those that are sick and afflicted, dear Father. Bless each and every one of us here. Send your heavenly host to encamp about us wherever we are in the world, united by this front, the internet, dear Father. Bless and keep the connection according to your perfect will. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue our part 2 review of our chapter 72 entitled In Remembrance of Me, part 2, and that will be held October 9, 2021. I hope and pray everyone was blessed, dear one, and may you continue being blessed by the rest of our blessed Sabbath. May the Lord bless each and every one of you. God bless.